Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty God, I need a prayer.
sing.
Exalt your name.
Come on, lift it up to the Lord.
Lord, it is great.
And greatly praise.
That was none other than Stephen Hurd. And you are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I am your host, G. Wright, just sitting back and relaxing. Today's topic is, how willing are you to pursue the calling God has placed on your life? How willing are you to pursue the calling God has placed on your life? You know, the reason why that was chosen to be the topic of discussion is because the fact is this. Sometimes we say that we want the things of God. We say that, you know, God, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. I love you. I want to be this person you've called me to be. And I know what you've placed in my heart for me to do for you, for the kingdom of God and for your kingdom. But sometimes when it comes down to actually doing it, sometimes that's when we get cold feet. That's when we sometimes just stop because you say this is too bigger. It's too much bigger than we had imagined, or just too big for us in our view. So how willing are you to pursue the calling God has placed in your life? If you'd like to, feel free to call in 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. We'll keep things going right now with This Holy by Donnie McClurk. Sit back and relax.
When you cry in this,
is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to Him.
Yeah.
Clerkins, and that's Holy, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. Our thought discussion is, tonight is, how willing are you to pursue the calling of God in your life? I believe we have a caller calling in live. Hello, caller. You're live on the Hard Love Radio Show.
Hi, G. Wright. This is Arlene.
Hey, what's going on, Arlene?
No, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I'm
good.
First of all, I have to say I'm honored to have you call into the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm more than happy to call in and answer your question for you.
Yeah, I know you are a serious, this is, you guys, this is a serious woman of God right here on the phone, and we've been friends for how long now, about a little over a year? Almost 2 years.
2 years, dear. You know, get this one right. You're on the air, right?
All right, okay, so don't ask me the questions, but I don't want to get it wrong. I'll be getting it wrong, but yeah.
I'll still love you anyway, though. But I, when I saw your question, I thought about it, and I said I have to call in because I think I've even talked to you about. I know that God placed, you know, His calling on me ever since I was 10 years old, but I've been running from it, and
right.
It was just really this year that I realized, you know, you can run, but you can't hide,
yeah.
And I had to, fear was the taking over me in 2008, but not 2009. So I'm going to step out on faith and really, really answer God's call and whatever it takes. You know, I've joined a new church since I moved to Chicago, and I'm ready to hear from God and be open to whatever He has placed on me to do. So
Amen.
I just... If I can be an encouragement to anybody or somebody, that's the most important thing. And just be open to hear and stop running because I don't think your soul really can be at peace until you really are answering God's call on your life.
Well, you know, I think what hits me hard when you said that is that last statement you made about that peace, not having peace until you actually said yes.
Right. And, you know, it was really like when I said yes, I felt like a burden off my shoulders. I don't have to, you know, be in fear. I can listen to His word and, you know, allow myself just to be that clay, that potter's clay, and really, you know, allow Him into my life wholly. So.
Right. I have to say this, you know, I think it's amazing that you said it was, that you're running, even though I've spent time, you know, and I love to encourage people and different things like that. You know, God has also called me to preach, and I've spent so much time on the music part.
Okay.
And I think that it's amazing how I used to run when I was a teenager, and people were asking me to, you know, become a junior deacon, you
okay.
know, and things like that. So I ran, as, just like you were saying. And although I have been ordained, I'm an ordained minister, you know, in some instances I still run, because that whole thing is, you know, I've done the music part now, you know, God's wanting me to begin to open up doors for me to preach again. You know, and building up my ministry. But I do have to say this, that part about running, and once you get to a point, you realize, okay, wait a second, even though I'm doing the work, I'm working in the ministry as a musician, but I haven't been preaching, I haven't been doing that part that I know He's called me to do. So
I totally agree with that. You can usher, you can be a choir director, you can even be in the choir. But if you're not doing what God has called you to do, you still have that restlessness about yourself and the uneasiness and even a conviction. I mean, for me anyway, I you know, at times I felt convicted like I'm not doing what God has asked me to do. And, you know, so I felt like I was out of the will of God. But not anymore. Well, I'm open and trying to be open to whatever he wants me to do this year because life is short and, you know, He's soon to come back and I just want to be ready.
You know, think about it this. It's like it hit me the other day, Arlene, and that I was like, wow, I'm still running. It just hit me. I'm like, wait a second. You know, my comfort zone is the singing. I love to sing. Singing is in my blood. I know that God's called me to do that. But I also know He's called me to preach the word as well. So right. It was like I wasn't even putting that in the equation. But I feel like I'm going through, like so many of us are going through right now. We're going through changes, and God's trying to put us and place us where He wants us to be. Like even your move to Chicago, you know, it happened so suddenly. It seemed like, you know,
it did. And sometimes God has to take you out of your comfort zone for you to hear His voice, though. Because when you know, our family's not here in Chicago. I know a few people, but there's a difference between knowing somebody and having like true friends. And so, you know, when you are in your apartment by yourself and you don't have your phone blowing up and you're not on the internet all the time, you have to hear from God because you're alone. He'll take you out of your element so you can really hear from Him at times. And I think that maybe if I hadn't came to Chicago, I might still be running.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I just said, you know, said to myself, let me just go ahead and just stop. So this week it's like, you know, God is, He sustained me. He's been a blessing to me. Doors are opening. It's like, okay, God, what are you doing? Because, you know, the CD is finally done. Now, like, now I'm ready. And I have this major distribution deal that's on the table. And it's like some things still have to be in place. And it's almost like when God stops, He's like, hey, I want your attention. Because,
right.
You know, we don't see what's on the other side. We don't see what's about to come in our direction. We don't see that if we don't get ready now, we won't be prepared for what He has for us next.
Right. Well, that's that fear I talked about because I couldn't see past, you know, we all have that, you know, I want to know it all. Like, you know, well, I want to know if you do this for me, what do I get? Or what, you know, if you don't have that, that's where that fear sets in. It's like, I don't want to. You know, go to Chicago, and I don't like it there, or I don't want to get in that church, and I don't know those people. We all have these things that we set, you know, in front of us, you know, more obstacles. But God can remove all that if you trust in Him and have faith that He, you know, that this is what you are answering His call for.
Yeah. You know, and then, as you know, how different friendships and relationships have changed, also, God will take... He'll move relationships out of the way. He'll move friendships.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, I said, God, how come this friend is not returning my phone call and this one is not being a friend over foolish, over crazy stuff? You know, thank God, I heard His voice say to me, pray that I would cut any relationships that you don't need to be in, any friendships that you don't need to have. And I said, wow. So the question hit me, how much are we willing to pursue the things, the calling of God in our lives? Because are we willing to risk not checking the email? Are we willing to give up text messaging for a while? Are we willing to say, you know what? No technology today. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to turn my phone. I'm not going to look at any. At the internet, I'm not going to call any of my friends. I'm just going to spend a quiet time.
With God. That is true, though. Because I've had people in my life that haven't been in church and aren't saved. And when I started to change my direction in my life and really, you know, decided, look, this is what I'm dedicated to, they do fall off. But, you know, with change comes growth. So I feel like I'm growing up in Christ, and either you can grow with me or, you'll be stagnant. But if you're stagnant, you're not going to make it. I want to grow in Christ, and I want my friends to grow in Christ, but that's a decision that they have to make. And if they don't, you know, and I grow up and you're still in kindergarten, you know, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
But that's really... I trust that I'm trusting God that relationship-wise and friendship-wise that who's ever now in my life or whoever may be, you know, that's the way it should be. Because if somebody's your true friend and they can't, you know, be positive with you and they see positive in your life, then that's not a real friend for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing. I can say, like, my mother, she's been, like, sometimes when I was growing up, and even now, she might say, oh, that person's not your friend. that person's not really your friend. You know, sometimes mothers are right. Sometimes they're wrong. But most times they're right. Most times. And I'll just say this. It's amazing how, you know, we pray that prayer and it's like, hey, then God like asks us, how willing are we to pursue what we know that He's called us to do? But sometimes we're just wasting our time on foolish stuff. On foolish things. But like you said, time is not waiting for anyone. Time is not waiting for anyone.
No. It's not. And what you think you may have time for, you know, you see how quickly things can change. So my biggest thing was really letting go of the fear and really, you know, taking God's hand and just stepping out on faith that this is what He's called me to do and He's going to make a way.
Right. But, and, you know, And I'll tell you, sometimes it's a matter of, like you said, getting over the fear and stepping out on faith and saying, okay, this is what you call me to do, then you're going to make a way for me to get to the next level where I need to be.
Right.
And
He will.
Open, yeah. And to be open to His leader, you know.
I agree with you. It's just, I'm really, like, I, you know how you write down your goals and things that you want to see for yourself, and, you know, I wrote down some things on New Year's Eve, and really, I put them inside my Bible, and I'm just like, I'm going to trust God that, you know, He knows the desires of your heart. But you have to, there's times that God has put people in your life that you're like, well, he's not cute enough for me. But that might have been your husband, or that might have been your wife, but you couldn't see it because you were so wrapped up into me, me, me. But you have to be about God to really see the things that God has placed in your life and to receive them and to be in a place for them.
Yeah, you know, that's so true. And this time I said, you know, God will definitely give us the desires of our heart. You know, I do believe that. And I just said, God, you know, I would love to have a family and you know that you like women and that's my desire. That's what I would like.
Right.
And but you know, it's like I have to be in that place where I'm willing to receive the things that God has for me so I can be man He's called me to be, then to be the husband He's called me to be for the right woman for me.
That's right. And that's not an easy, you know, statement. Because we all, you know, you can say it like, or, you know, it's easy to come out your mouth, but the actions behind it are the hard work.
Yeah.
Because you do have to be in a place to receive somebody for you that God placed in your life.
And someone who's not going to be in yes, person, and you say, you know what, God, I know God, you feel like God's saying that, but this is what I'm saying. Just pray on this, you know. But God becomes, you know, I just think, you know, I think what's happening right now, we're all being introspective, especially with our economy being the way it's been. But we all know that God will still bless us through the midst of famine that's going on in the land. Even in the midst of some of the other things, God's still blessing us. But it's, I think we begin to realize, hey, there's some gifts that God has given us. And we need those gifts to go ahead and make a difference and make a change in people's lives if we are willing to do that.
Right. Well, that's part of you, like you said, you know, how willing are you to answer God's call? Because you know, what if that's really what He called you to do, to stand in the gap at this time? And if you weren't ready, then, you know, you missed it. He might have been trying to get you ready for right now. There might be somebody that you're supposed to be standing in the gap for.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want to have to look back and say, well, you know, I should have done that or the running. And the running gets tired because, you know, it wears on your soul. Once
right.
I said yes and took that, you know, put my hands in God's, I did feel a release of like, whew, okay, it's going to be all right. But, you know, the devil will put it on your mind that, well, you don't want to move there, you don't know nobody, or, well, what are you going to do for work, or how do you know you're going to get that job?
Yeah. And I think there's some things I'm waiting on, I'm believing on right now. It's like I just had to get to this point, like, okay, Well, I'm not going to go through this same thing over again. You know, as far as, hey, is God going to do this? God is still the same one who made a way in this situation. He's still the one who made a way in that situation. And, you know, and it's like, hey, how willing am I to pursue? Am I willing to push? Because I'm telling you, sometimes we get to a point that if we look at what we're going through and dealing with, it can become so overwhelming sometimes. But if we keep our eyes on God, all things are possible. You know, God move that mountain out of our way. You know, and he'll make those rough places plain. And those crooked places, he'll make them straight.
Amen.
I appreciate you, Arlene. Can you say, you know,
I appreciate you too, and I'm so proud of you for all of it. You know, you're touching people's soul right now, and I really, really, you know, I said I have to support you, and I really
that's
see,
funny.
You know, you can see the hand of God all over your life.
Thanks.
So, good luck with everything, and just, you know, just keep, like you said, push. I like that.
Push until something happens.
Right. All right, dear. Well, you have a good night.
Thanks, you too, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, thank you.
You guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show, and I appreciate Arlene for calling in and sharing. Because I'm telling you guys, you know, I think God is definitely calling us to get to a point of total reliance, total trust, even in the midst of what we are experiencing, to still see His grace in our lives. Feel free to call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. I hope this song, which is a title cut from my CD, touches your life right now. And it's entitled, All Things Are Possible.
Life's been serving you some blows, yeah. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. 'Cause you've got to run this race in vain to win. All is possible.
That was a cut from my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. Feel free to check my CD out on Apple iTunes, on iTunes. Also check it out on Verizon, Rhapsody, and on CD Baby. And just check out also my official website at gwriteonline.com, then myspace.com/ The Heart of Love Radio Show, and myspace.com/ G-Wright Sing. I just want to say God bless you guys. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. And feel free to hit me up on Yahoo. My screen name is G-Wright Online. And feel free to go to gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Hope you guys are enjoying today's broadcast. Don't forget, you know, I want you to just meditate for a second, take a few seconds, and really think about what God has done for you in your life. How willing are you to pursue the things that God has placed in your life to do? Calling He's placed in your life. Here's a song from a cousin of mine. It's entitled, I'll Go. I really want you to listen to this message from Eureka A. Wright. And then I want you to ask yourself, will you say to the Lord, I'll go?
Thank you for your grace, your amazing grace. Thank you for the way that you forgive me every day. Thank you for your grace, your amazing grace. Yeah, great is your mercy. Thank you for your grace. How could I breathe without it? How could I move without it? I couldn't live without it. Your grace, your grace. Not one single word without it. How could I see without it?
Anyway, and I'm so grateful today. Before, as most of you know, I do bring exposure to artists and entrepreneurs, so I have a lot of music artists on my show that I've interviewed, but I heard a rumor that there was a fight going on, a hot fight going on in about a week or so.
Partners in Crime.
Happy Sabbath. This is your boy, Don Q Citizen. Got my main man chilling to the right, Brother Saku. You there with me, bruh?
What's up, folks? This is Brother Saku calling from Beantown, and Don Q's calling from Atlanta, and you are where you are. Now you are where we are, because we're all partners in crime.
G-Right and H-E-A-G-P live, baby.
Yo, 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 yo. That was G. Wright and T.A.Z. along with Ron L. on the Grab a Mic remix. Right now, I'm going to go to the line. Because I think I got Greg Wright, G. Wright on the line.
G. Wright,
hit it right. Z-Top, baby. Z-Top.
What's up? This is G-Right from the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
You're already pumping yourself up.
The Mr. Biggs Show.
Check out Peach Be Still's book, for real.
Yeah. You're going to have to get with her. I'm going to have to get with her so I can get you, because you got to read it online.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're developing a website for it, too. And I interviewed her on my ATAZP.com show. But I'm going to do it again on this one. It's been a quick hour, and thank the Lord, no more mistakes here. You know?
it gives my fast when you do it live.
The Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee.
I hope you guys are enjoying that right now. That was my boy T.A.Z. and that was a commercial for the Blog Talk Radio Community, BTCR. And, you know, I just want to send a shout-out to my favorite friends out there who are out there. T.A.Z., what's up, baby boy? Also to Mr. Bugs. These are all announcers who have their own radio shows. Also to my girl, Vicky Waters Speaks. Victory Waters Speaks, and check her out. She's on Blog Talk Radio as well. Also, some people who are really close to me, especially to me, like Flava, and there's so many others. Flava, Poetry, I know I'm not even getting it right. I'm not, Symmetry, I think she goes by Symmetry now. But, you know, so I just want to say it's cool definitely to see everyone, you know, have people call in and listening and tuning. Also, I'd like to send a shout-out to a buddy of mine, Justin Bernard. What's up, man? I appreciate your support. And for those who are listening right now, who are listening to the sound of my voice, I just want to encourage you today to always give God, you know, give God the best that you can give him. Give him the best that you can give him. And just be willing to take a step and just have a little faith. Just the size of a mustard seed and see what God can do in your life. See what God can do and see what God will do in your life. If you're in need of a touch, if you're in need of a blessing, if you're in need of a miracle, just watch what God will do. How willing are you to pursue the things of God? One of my buddies hit me up on Yahoo and wrote me full speed. So he said, how willing, he said full speed. So God bless you, Gary. And love Dr. Bobby, our friend Dr. Bobby from MySpace. She says this, my life is not my own. I have God to me and continue to God to me on, God to me only, to only allow his divine plan be fulfilled in and through me. The price I was purchased for, I can only give myself as a treasure. And, you know, in other words, she said, no plan B. So how willing are you to pursue the things of God? I want to encourage you today, don't go with plan B, you can have plan A. Don't go for plan B when you can have plan A right now. You can have plan A right now. That's what you can have. You know, and once you guys are willing to pursue the things that God has in store for your life, you're gonna see a blessing come to you in your life. You can see God begin to really change things around in your life. So I just want to encourage you with that. I want to encourage you today and leave you encouraged to know that God loves you and that God will always be there for you. And if you're willing to take that step today, right where you are, the only thing you have to do is say, God, I surrender all to you. I surrender all to you right now. Have your way in my life. Apologize and turn away from some of those things you know you've been dealing with in your life, and just believe that God will touch you and bless you where you are at. That last song you heard was Grace by Darwin Hobbs. That was Grace by Darwin Hobbs. And I want to encourage you with this song from Canton Jones. It's entitled I Won't Stop. And you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, and I'll see you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless. Hit me up online, gwriteonline@yahoo.com. God bless you guys.
Yeah. 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 If they take my song off the radio, and if I gotta push records in the snow, is more than a train, more than houses, cars, and wonderful things. I do this music for the rest of my life. I put that on my baby girl and my wife. Go ask somebody and they will let you know. I keep it real, my homie. Turn my call. I won't stop. Woo. I won't stop. If
happened to me.